This message was published on May 6, 2019, titled Our Intercessor, taken from the CJB version, Exodus chapter 4, verses 10 through 13 and 24 through 25. Our first instinct when God calls us is to come up with all the reasons we can muster that we will never be acceptable for the position. Doubt, a weapon fashioned by Satan to steal, kill, and destroy. Doubt of our own abilities. Doubt that God could or would care enough about us to see it through. Moses, said to Adonai, the Lord, "Oh, Adonai, I'm a terrible speaker. I always have been, and I'm no better now, even after you've spoken to your servant. My words come slowly. My tongue moves slowly." Adonai answered him, "Who gives a person his mouth? Who makes a person dumb or deaf, keen-sighted or blind? Isn't it I, Adonai? Now therefore go, and I will be your mouth and teach you what to say." But he replied, "Please, Lord, send someone else, anyone you want." Moses, even after the Lord had sworn to be his mouth and teach him what to say, continued to ask that someone else be sent. At this, God's anger was ignited. At a lodging place on the way, Adonai met Moshe and would have killed him had not Zipporah taken a flint stone and cut off the foreskin of her son. She threw it at his feet, saying, "What a bloody bridegroom you are for me." But then God let Moshe be. If Moses' wife had not interceded, God would have killed Moses. How many times will we be interceded for because we argue with God about the task before us? As many as it takes. Today we have Jesus as our intercessor, his life to ransom ours. The joy Father sees in Jesus covers us and allows us to also live in love and be loved in and through Christ our Savior.